It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hawkinsmith back here with Greg Pickle. Got a special guest on the line, Bryce Effner, offensive lineman from the 2018 recruiting class from Illinois, set to arrive on campus in just a couple weeks, June 19th. Bryce, welcome.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, it's good to have you. I know you're probably making some last-minute preparations. Is it hitting you right now that you're going to be a college student, you're going to be officially a college student-athlete in just a few days?
I think that hit me maybe as soon as high school was over. It's not really hitting me right now. I've been prepared for it for a long time now. So it's not going to be that big of a shock, but I definitely am ready to get on campus and get started.
So high school ends, you know, you sign your paperwork on National Signing Day. What have you been up to? What have you been working on trying to get better or improve, or areas that you're trying to work on? Just take me back to National Signing Day to now, what you've really been trying to work on.
Absolutely. Number one priority has just been speed and agility, because, I mean, when I get on campus, first thing they're going to start doing is, you know, putting on weight, weightlifting, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's easier to teach, you know, plays and offensive lineman techniques and stuff like that. It's much more harder to teach speed and agility training, because that has to be specific. So most of it's been speed and agility, and I have the playbook printed at my house, so I kind of look at that every night as like a little preamble to like what I'm going to learn once I get there.
Did you get a playbook from Ricky Ronnie? How's that look? How are you comfortable with it?
Yeah, obviously I can't share some of the specifics, but
give us everything, Bryce. Everything. Can you send screen grabs? We'll share all of them.
Nah, that would get me in trouble. That would definitely get me in trouble.
Do you feel pretty good about, I mean, obviously just, you know, doing a lot of the studying by yourself, you can only take that so far, but just from your grasp of what you're trying to do, what the offense is trying to do, you've got a good feel for what's going on there?
Yeah, it's actually quite similar to what my high school's offensive plays were like, so it's it's a little bit familiar, so it's easier to handle.
Hey, Bryce, it's Greg. I just wanted to touch base with you on a couple of things quick. First off, you talked about putting weight on, and I know that some have looked at you as a guard, some looked at you as a tackle. So how does Penn State see things playing out for you now moving forward? Do they really know yet what they want to have you grow into, or are they just going to wait and see how your body reacts to getting on campus around Coach Galt and the other strength and conditioning guys? Or sort of what's the plan they have for you once you arrive?
Well, to quote Coach Limegrover, he says, "I'm a swing guy, and that my body type is absolutely perfect for either a tackle or guard type position." Because, you know, when you look at some tackles, you know, they're 6'5", 6'6", and they're more athletic and less stocky, which I definitely would like to say I'm athletic. And then from a guard type, you know, they're more 6'3", 6'4", and they're, you know, built like a bulldog, which I guess I would say I'm more of a tackle type position. But I'm definitely comfortable playing both sides, right and left, and guard and tackle. So I guess to answer your question, it would be more the second part. They're just going to see how my body adapts to the training. And then whatever is the perfect fit for me, I'm sure it'll put me there.
I was really hoping whenever you said guards were built like bulldogs, and then you said you were built like, I was hoping you were going to give a different breed of dog, but you said you're more of the athlete side. What's the number on your weight right now?
It's 265 right now.
Okay. And I think with your focus on agility and that kind of thing, we've seen a whole bunch of examples of guys going from 265 to 285 in no time whatsoever. I guess that's probably the expectation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I want to go back. Go ahead.
It's so hard to put healthy weight on when you're at home, when there's so many temptations. But once you got on campus and it's all controlled, they can put it on, you know, a healthier way and probably a better way that you can.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be in pros' hands up there. Yeah. I want to go back to sort of the beginning, so to speak, when Penn State made its pitch to you. What did they say in that first encounter, and then when they offered? How did you know that Penn State was the right school? It seemed to happen pretty quickly for you.
Well, they were the first, I guess you could say, big school to offer me. I had an offer from two like D1 Power 5 schools before them. I think it was Kansas and Kansas State. And sorry if my voice is a little off. I'm like suffering from allergies right now, which are not fun. But they were the first big school to offer me. And they sat me down in a conference room and they're like, all right, listen, this is what's going to happen. We've seen this a million times. Kids that don't get recognized like you, once they do by another big school like us, all they're going to do is follow suit and offer you, but they're not going to do the research and the time that we did looking into you and realizing how good you are. And they called it, and within, I think, 2 weeks, I had like four other Big Ten offers of schools that like I barely even talked to. And like that meant a lot because it showed how much the other schools kind of like just follow suit of the better schools, which is Penn State. And, you know, I recognized that. And, also again, they were the first big offer for me. And that meant a lot because that feeling of recognition was, important to me. So I guess that's why you could say, it was, you know, I chose Penn State.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show talking to Bryce Eppner, a offensive lineman from the 2018 class. He's set to enroll at Penn State in just a few days. Where was your head at, Bryce, before that Penn State offer came along? Because you're getting some offers, you're not quite sure where it's all going to go, and then really in kind of an instant, things change so much.
Well, yeah, definitely. I before the Penn State offer, I was really hoping to get an offer like Penn State because I didn't know if I wanted to go through all the trials and tribulations of being a college football player at a school that, you know, I wasn't happy to be at or excited to be at. So that's was something I was really struggling with because, you know, my dad, he's a big football fan. He was like, hey, I mean, if you don't want to play football at some of the schools that are offering you, I mean, like, I'm not going to be mad if you don't play football. Like, I mean, I want you to be happy. And that meant a lot. But come the Penn State offer, that kind of all changed, and I was wicked excited. And I had no problem playing football at a school like Penn State.
As these other offers are coming, did you really seriously consider them? Or once that Penn State offer came, you kind of knew before you committed?
Seriously considering not playing football? Is that what you're asking?
No. Were you seriously considering any of the other offers that came along after Penn State? Or did Penn State really leave its mark to the point where, you know, you were pretty sure you were going there before you committed to them?
They definitely were, I mean, top of my list. And then I was really trying to be unbiased by my own biases. And I was like, all right, wait. I can't just, you know, commit right after they offer me. I gotta at least look at like a couple other schools. But to be honest, it was pointless. I wanted to go to Penn State the whole time.
When you started breaking down and getting into the final stages of the process, I think this is one thing that maybe people on the outside that haven't gone through it don't really realize what all it takes to get from an offer to a commitment. What are the conversations like with Coach Franklin and the staff when you're getting real close to deciding and you're trying to line up how you're going to announce how your decision and the Twitter graphics that you need and all that stuff? Can you walk us through that process and sort of how you get from, okay, I'm going to commit to school X, which of course in this case is Penn State, to actually putting the news out there in public and then fielding all the congratulations and interview requests and things like that to come with it?
Well, I wasn't really into the whole like Twitter graphics thing, like, oh, I gotta get, you know, like a video of me doing it, like I gotta like that's not really my style.
Sure.
I basically just said a thank you to all the people that helped me through the process and, you know, the mentors that I had, and I put that on Twitter. I put a picture of, you know, me with the coaches and, just, you know, announced my commitment. This was all, I think, two hours after I called. Funny story, actually. I called Coach Ronnie with my dad in the room after I told my dad that I was going to commit to Penn State. He was super excited. So we get on the phone and I call Coach Ronnie, who's my recruiting coordinator. He's the dude that runs the recruiting in my area. So I call him. I'm like, Coach Ronnie, like, blah, 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 blah. Let him know how much, you know, Penn State means to me. And I'm like, I'd like to commit. And he's like, awesome. I can't take your commitment. And I like froze for a second. I was like, what does that mean? Like, are they taking it away? Like, I don't understand. And he's like, I'm not allowed to take commitments. You have to talk to Coach Franklin for that, but I can get in touch with Coach Franklin and I can let him know that you're calling. I'm like, okay, cool. So then after that, I called Coach Franklin, kind of gave him the same thing. And then I said, I was committing. And before he even congratulated me, he was like, all right, do you know what this means? You can't talk to any other schools. No getting in trouble. Like anything like that will jeopardize it. And I was like, absolutely. And then he was like, congratulations. Welcome to the family.
And that's it. So you went through a secretary, Ricky Ronnie, to get to him ultimately. That's good.
Yeah.
One last thing. We got about 30 seconds. I was going to ask you this anyway, but I'm always curious. Your very first interaction with James Franklin, that was your last as an uncommitted player. What was your first conversation with him like? What did he say?
First conversation in person?
Either way, on the phone, in person, whichever it was.
I'm going to go in person. It was on my official visit, and instead of, you know, waiting in his office for me or, like, meeting him somewhere, he literally opened up the front door for me at the Lash building. And I was like, at first, I didn't know it was him because I didn't expect the head coach to be the first person I met. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, one of the, like, trainers or something like that. And he opens up the door for me, and I just, like, walked right past him. And I, like, walked inside, and I was like, all right, like, this is cool. And then, like, I turn around and, like, did a double take, and I realized it was Coach Franklin. And I was like, oh, my God. And, like, he said, welcome to the Lash building. And, like, he led the whole entire kind of walkthrough of the building, and he just was telling me how glad he was that I came, and he really saw potential in my film. And to hear that straight from the head coach, I mean, it means a lot. It's kind of like a fulfillment of all the work that you've put in. So my first encounter with him was interesting, but it was very encouraging to the amount of work I put in and what I can do for Penn State.
There you go. Bryce Hefner, Penn State offensive lineman. Thanks so much, Bryce.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Best of luck to him as he rolls in Penn State in just a few days. We're moving on here. Adam Friedman from Rivals joins us in just a moment. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hi, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stop by Route 15 Beverage Express for the best selection of craft, domestic, and import beer in the area. Let our friendly and knowledgeable staff provide you with the best service in the area. And don't forget, June 23rd, we are saying thank you for 15 wonderful years of service. Stop by from noon to 4 for free food from 409 Tailgate Club, beer samples, and prizes just off Route 15 South in Dillsburg.